House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy recently received a standing ovation from House Republicans during a meeting on Wednesday after he addressed leaked audio from a phone call he made days after the January 6th Capitol riot. Just to recount the events that led up to this standing ovation from the Grand Ole Party, Representative McCarthy denied he ever made disparaging remarks about Milord Trump, going so far in those comments where he stated he would ask His Majesty to step down. Things had gone too far, insurrection had been incited and encouraged without condemning the storming of the halls of government. He didn't say that, he told reporters, but of course, then came the transcripts and audio of the phone call where he had said all those things, and more. Honesty these days is a devalued value for the Republicans, obviously. Caught in a bald-faced lie, some folks might be chagrined. Some might apologize, some might ask forgiveness, but not the GOP leader, and not the House Republicans. Truth? You couldn't handle the truth. Now, if this was just cutting down the Washington family cherry tree, we might shake our head and tisk-tisk a bit. Trying to overthrow the election and the government, calling for the head of Mike Pence, sacking the Capitol, planning the revolt, I don't know, call me Pollyannish, but geez, this is a bridge slightly too far. And what I fear here is that these folks would gladly do it again, just doing a little less texting and phoning in case the press got hold of the evidence. Remorse? No, sir, no remorse. Apology? Get real. A standing ovation? Come on now. Have you no shame, sirs and ladies? Make America great again? What kind of America is this? Because I don't think our parents would recognize it. My old man who fought in World War II might. It would look more like the country he fought than the one he fought for. Sieg Heil.